cliffcentral.com.
All right.
You got a winner already, Flex?
You could go, you could stay. Da, 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 da.
It's Fergie with Life Goes On. I love Fergie.
Okay, that's Fergie. Nice?
All right.
She'd been quiet for a while, yeah. So it's nice to see she's back in the music thing.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. It's the 23rd of November. Mubs, do you know what the most useless machine in the world is?
Now in 2016 or of all time?
Of all time, ever.
The most useless
machine?
Pointless,
useless, stupid machine.
Of all time?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'll give you a clue. I've got it right here in my hands.
But that's a tiny box. That box looks like a cell phone box.
It's a little box the size of, a couple of cell phones piled on top of each other, and there's a switch on the top. So flip the switch. It's the most useless
machine.
Am I going
to get a shock?
No, you won't get shocked or anything. Just flip the switch and see what happens.
What? What is that?
It's a little hand that switches itself off. When you switch it on, it switches itself off. That's all it does.
What is it called?
It switches itself off. It's just the most useless machine in the world.
Where did you get it?
Neil got it, our sales guy.
Of course.
That's fantastic. Because that symbolizes life. Do this, no. That's all that box does straight away.
Well, some people say it's like an intellectual statement.
It is.
And Ben has just gone straight to the chase, and he finds that that's what it means. But basically, it's a box with a little switch on the top, and then it's got a lid that opens up. When you flip the switch, the lid opens up, a little hand comes out and presses the switch the opposite way to switch it back off where you switched it on.
Open and shut.
It's like a metaphor for a millennial.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Right?
That's really clever.
That's all it does. It's fantastic. And we worried machines are going to take over the world. Well, again, what's your purpose, machine? My purpose is to switch myself off. It's great. So there are all kinds of philosophies around why people would develop something like that. But it is entertaining. And you watch people switch it on and off the whole time. Well, they switch it on, it switches itself off. And nobody gets bored. You could do it like 100 times and you won't get bored. So there's something fun for you to think about this morning. At least, even if you feel like you're doing nothing in the world, at least you're not as useless as the most useless machine. It just switches itself off.
Very useless.
That's all it does. Its only use is to switch itself off. 20 after 7, there are a couple of news stories we want to get into this morning. Where should we begin? We discussed that pastor with a doom yesterday, and it's just gone crazy. Everybody's doing it. I saw celebrities spraying doom in their faces. Casper De Vries had a big can of doom, and he took a picture of himself and said, "Hey, doom, doominy," as in priest.
Yeah.
Doominy Casper De Vries. And people were posing with cans of doom. South Africans are funny people. We really do have a good sense of humor. And apparently that pastor spoke out and said he still doesn't know what the fuss is about. This is how God told him to heal people. So mind your own business.
Yes. He said that he is not at fault.
No.
And that his method of healing works. And that...
Yeah. Mind your own business.
It comes... That instruction comes from God. So
directly from God. So who the hell are you to complain?
Who are we to question?
This man can talk directly to God. Who are you? Huh? What's your claim to fame?
I have none.
Douche.
Sure.
All right, what else is going on, though? Today, there's got to be more interesting stuff than the doom pastor.
Okay.
Pastor of doom.
Well, let's look at some celebrity news, shall we? I see that people are now fighting amongst themselves regarding the whole Kanye West debacle because, on one side, you have the people who say, I don't care about Kanye West, who are fighting with the other side, who are saying that this is yet again another example of how we fail to recognize,
we're being played.
No. The argument is that we fail to acknowledge that mental health disease is a real thing. And that this is what is happening to Kanye West, is that he has suffered a mental breakdown. And, that yet again we still make fun of the situation, we make light of the situation. So that is the latest disagreement that I've seen happening amongst people.
Oh, shit. All right. You see, I completely misread that one. I thought people were going to say, like they did when Kim was robbed in that hotel room.
That they're looking for publicity.
Yeah, that they're just attention-seeking.
You know, it's very hard to tell these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
What to believe.
Right.
And then so what do? Then do you just decide to ignore certain things and not get involved in the conversation?
Pretty much. That's the modus operandi.
Yeah.
Flax, you want to add something?
I found out this morning that it's actually a very rough month for Kanye West.
How come?
This month marks the anniversary of his mother's death.
Oh, yeah. He was super close to his mom, right?
And as far as I remember, that happened when she went in for surgery, and then it was a doctor's fault. He suspected that she died during the surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were complications during the surgery, and she wasn't able to survive them.
So that must have been very tough on him. And this month, lack of sleep and all that.
I just remember that the real kind of story behind the story there is that he was super close to his mom.
Mm.
He's a real mama's boy, and it really devastated him.
And I know some people are like, oh, he's a douchebag and all that.
Mm.
I mean, the guy's in hospital now.
Yeah.
He's got a family. He's got kids. I mean,
right.
Have some sympathy for him.
Yeah, you don't have to hate the dude. I mean, he may be, you might think he's an idiot. There are lots of people who don't like him.
Mm.
But mental health issues just seem to, you know, we don't take them as seriously. If someone gets a cold, we go, oh, shame, okay, we'll get better. If someone has got major emotional problems, like mental health level emotional problems, we go, ooh, it's a crazy person.
Yeah, I find it's because we've never been through something like that. We can't understand it. And then we just dismiss it as crazy.
Speak for yourself. I've been crazy.
You were,
how
or you still
you?
Are?
Well, you tell me.
Okay, so then from Kanye West and the fact that we're not taking his mental health issues seriously,
yeah.
To Tim Allen, who was on your favorite woman in the world's show, Gareth.
Who's that?
Megyn Kelly, isn't it?
Oh, wow. What did Tim Allen do?
Well, he joined Megyn Kelly to discuss Hollywood's mockery of the Trumps, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Somebody standing up for Donald Trump and his family. This is after model Gigi Hadid, apparently she gave some other kind of impersonation at the AMAs of Melania Trump. She like pursed her lips and put on this ridiculous accent, and she pretended to be Melania Trump and, you know, spoke all stupid and stuff. And she has now since apologized for doing that because, I don't know, people got upset.
Yeah, because it wasn't very good. So everyone's like, oh, it's crap.
Oh, so is that why they got upset with her? That it wasn't a very good impersonation?
See, the thing is, because the delivery wasn't great, like, you know, unless you're going to Baldwin it, because he's the greatest actor in the world, people will just turn it around, huh?
Okay, so she has since apologized, but then Tim Allen was speaking to Megyn Kelly, and he was basically saying, you know, Donald Trump has been accused of being a bully, but then when we mock him and the rest of his family, are we not guilty, basically, of the same thing?
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Who would have thought Tim the Tooltime Allen Taylor was actually going to be wise in his old age?
Yeah, he said, you know, many celebrities dislike Trump because of the perception that he's a bully, but if you had any kind of inkling that you were for Trump, you got bullied for doing that. You know, it's hypocritical because
this is something that Hollywood doesn't get about America. Joining me now, 2017 People's Choice Award nominee Tim Allen. Yes, there we go. Yes, who stars in ABC's? Thank you, Jess. Yeah. Better late than never. It stars in ABC's Last Man Standing, which airs on Fridays at 8 p.m.
By the way, do you know what they're paying Megyn Kelly now?
I hope they're paying her.
She gets $60 million a year.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah, good. She's right up there. She's probably, out of this election, she scored the most.
Yeah, it's right.
Good for her. You know I'm in love with her.
Mm.
Now I'm even more in love with her because she's $60 million a year richer.
Yeah, you're so in love with her, you want to have her children and not the other way around.
I would. I'd say to her, you know what, keep working. You're better at your job than I've ever been. So you bring home the bacon, I'll raise the kids. I don't know if I can anatomically have them, but I'll try. I'll do whatever I need to, honey. What a woman this is. Yeses.
Eastern, this is your chance. Show him the jacket. Look at this promo, ABC. Whatever you're paying him, it's not enough. ABC, 8 p.m. There we go. Got it.
That's what it's all about. I got to go.
So,
Gigi Hadid, right, mocking our next first lady. Appropriate or not?
I don't think it's appropriate in that venue. But again, this is I'm not a spokesman for Hollywood. I'm a comedian.
Right.
So I get to tour around the country and I do comedy and I do a show that leans. We have a point of view. I think
your character is a conservative.
Well, at point of view, but it's written by liberals. We have a liberal staff. We have conservatives.
That goes without saying. That's redundant.
But we have a sense of humor about ourselves, and there's a point of view, and there's a place to do it. What I find odd in Hollywood is that they didn't like Trump because he was a bully. But if you had any kind of inkling that you were for Trump, you got bullied for doing that. Mm-hmm. And that's where it gets a little hypocritical to me, is that you can now bully people. And you're always on the defense with this. But mostly what I'm finding is there's no source material for comedians. Mm-hmm. Like, if I want to find a joke on the show, we go upriver to find the joke. And there's no, like, he was against homosexuals somehow. And I said, where did you...
Whoever, Donald Trump?
Yeah, whoever said that. And didn't he wave the flag at the convention? Yeah, the LGBT mm-hmm. flag. Mm-hmm. And I said that was an unusual...
They've got a beef with Mike Pence on that, but Donald Trump,
But a close associate to him, I don't see it. And so I said, well, I can't make a joke about it. I feel like we're playing that game I played when I was a kid at telephone. Did you ever play that in
yeah,
high school?
Yeah, of course.
Where you say something at the beginning? And that's what's happening. It's only funny to me because I'm a comedian. I can do this. But it's very difficult in Hollywood to find anybody, any source material that would...
Well, how are you surviving there as somebody who's, you know, on TV as a conservative?
Well, I might not after tonight.
Outing himself as open to Donald Trump's ideas, because there are a lot of actors, I know many of them, who are part of the Hollywood conservative underground, and they do not reveal that they lean right at all.
I'm really an anarchist. That's how I look at it. As comedians, I don't like anybody tell me what to do, period.
I know, but people still object to that. If they find out you support Trump at all, it's like you... You smell bad, especially in Hollywood.
Believe me, I've had these. They're not even discussions. You get bullied into a position. I don't want to defend the guy. I can't. He said stupid stuff. To me, sometimes he acts like a new talent comedian. If you've ever been to a new talent show at a comedy, there's guys that have great material that have very, very bad comedy timing. And he's got terrible timing.
What do you mean?
Well, he says stuff that could be. George Lopez, and I hate to doubt George, he said a joke about he was against the wall. Years ago on stage, it was real funny about we build a wall. Forgive me, George, but the Mexicans will have to build it. And that was the joke. Donald says it, or the expectant president.
President-elect Trump.
President-elect, expectant president. I guess that would be kind of weird, wouldn't it? If he actually was expectant.
Expectant.
Well, who knows? But sometimes he doesn't say things. I give him the benefit of the doubt. A lot of comedians we watch and go, God, if he just gapped that a little bit, it might have been funny. And he may, in fact, be a guy that wants to be funnier than he is. That doesn't matter. I look at a larger view. I don't like people telling me what to do. If you think this government works good, the size it is, I'm one of these guys, just make it smaller. Mm-hmm. Who on that dais wanted to make it smaller? I'm not so sure that he does, because he has a long line of being a Democrat, but at least it was a shot at making things smaller. I don't know, fiscal realist, rather.
What about all the infrastructure spending he wants to do, and he doesn't want to cut entitlements other than Obamacare?
I don't know. Then you get these little red flags go up. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what exactly has happened. Certainly for a Democrat, you should.
All right. Well, there's Tim Allen. I mean, we could listen to him for another 5 minutes, but we'll lose the audience we've got. So there he is. He's just basically saying that there's a lot of hypocrisy going on. If you're going to say Trump's a bully, but then you'll bully Trump supporters for voting for Trump, then you're also a bully, and you're as bad as what you're calling him.
And if we're making fun of his, you know, his wife, for example,
sure,
which is what Gigi did, are we also bullying?
Right.
Oh, you can
and then people get upset when people say shitty things about Michelle Obama, but they don't get upset if they say those shitty things about Melania.
Yes, because it all depends on who you like, you know.
Double standards. But you know what? There is a good point in all of that that he made. A lot of people say that Trump is anti-gay rights. Trump is the first and only Republican candidate ever to come out and say that gay marriage is established law, that there is no point in us arguing about this anymore, that things have moved on. Not only that, but he was the one who called up Peter Thiel, the Silicon Valley investor who's openly gay, onto the stage to do one of the speeches at the Republican National Convention with him. He did wave the flag around. He seems to me to be very cool with gay people. Remember, Barack Obama, only in the second term of his presidency, started saying things about gay marriage, and Hillary Clinton was dead against it for the longest time until everybody else started swinging that way. So here's
and then
a guy,
she swung that way. Then.
Right, and yeah. here's a guy who's always been for it. So you can say what you like about Trump, but on that particular issue, gay rights issue, you can't argue with him. He's the most left-leaning of all the candidates that ever took part in any election. And that goes for every other election before this one. I stand to be corrected, but I think that's the fact. If you'd like to argue with me, please bring it on, because I'm not claiming to know everything yet, but that's what I understand, just gleaning from the facts that are in front of me. All right, what else?
Well, it's 7:30, so it's
oh Jesus,
time
look
for
at
headlines.
The time! Oh, look at the time! We're running out of time. The show feels like we need to add another hour. Who's in? Holy love and devotion. News headlines coming up next. The mom's adoration foundation, a special bond of creation. What a nice song. This song makes me happy. Who is this? This is Clean Bandit with
Ben.
Well, I don't know, Gareth.
No,
every time Shona Paul sings a song nowadays, I wait until Blue Control comes in, and she's not there. And I think, well, this is a what's
not
the point?
Real.
What's the point?
Shona Paul.
Shona Paul.
That's right. It's Sean Paul.
But what has happened to Blue Control though? Because that was Shona Paul's career in my mind.
Yeah, but you know, so it's hard for these
Blue Control
for some of these artists to remain relevant. Hey, it's very hard.
That's why they got to have duos.
All right, listen, all you useless, lazy people, and the ones who aren't useless and lazy.
Okay.
Because everybody gets treated the same here on this show. If you're useless and lazy, it's your business. I'm not going to tell you how
Sorry,
to change.
Sorry, just a quick jump in there. Blue Control was being admitted to a mental ward.
Oh, shit. See, we just mustn't make fun of mental illness.
See, there's an update there. All right. Keeping with the earlier story.
Blue Control. Well, our hearts go out to Blue Control this morning.
Gosh, she was admitted to hospital on September the 3rd.
Wow, it's that she's been in for a while.
She's been running around neighborhoods in California shouting that her life is in danger.
Uh-oh. Shona Paul.
Someone's right, trying to give her poisonous gas. It's
what?
It's becoming like my Zimbabwe, this story.
Okay, Blue Cantrell, calm down. Blue Cantrell, what did you say? And? But who do you think is doing it? Yeah. No way. Oh my God, that's terrible. I agree. Ugh, it's enough of that, huh?
Just breathe. Breathe, Blue Control, just breathe.
Hell of a response there to you, Ben. All right, everybody, that's Blue Cantrell on the line. It's time now to check in on the latest news headlines. Mubs, what's going on?
Yes, indeed. So we touched on this a little bit earlier with Anthea Gardner when she was talking about the latest unemployment rates. Mm-hmm. And yes, indeed, the ratings agencies... Excuse me. The rating agencies are going to be looking very closely at these unemployment figures that were released yesterday. And its inability to address the problem. This is now South Africa's inability to address the problem. But it is unclear whether the increase in unemployment will be a step towards a ratings downgrade. Hmm. Just to give you a bit more detail than what Anthea provided us with earlier. So we know that the unemployment rate has gone up. It's now at 27.1% for the third quarter of 2016. The highest it's ever been in 8 years. The industries that recorded the largest employment gains were in trade, construction, transport and finance, and other business services. If we look at even more detail, the survey also found that the white and Indian and Asian population groups, both men and women, dominated the employment in skilled occupations. And then the majority of Black, African and colored men were employed in semi-skilled and low-skilled occupations.
Hmm. Okay, no surprises there, though. I mean, that's historical, right?
Yeah. Then in an entirely different report that was also released yesterday by the South African Child Gauge, the 2016 issue of this report shows that our child support grant has halved the population of South African children living below the food and poverty line. So that number was sitting at 58% of South African children below the poverty line in 2003. It dropped down to 30%.
Well, which, that's good news.
Well, yes. What the grant system basically has done is that it has made an impact on millions of children who would otherwise be living in extreme poverty and going without food.
Look, that's not the solution. We still need to get the 30% down to zero.
But hip, hip, hooray!
I agree. Well done.
The child support grant was introduced back in 1998. It is now recognized as one of South Africa's most successful poverty alleviation strategies. That amount is 360 rand per month. That the grant is, you know, that gets paid out to families. A single caregiver must earn less than 3,600 per month to be eligible for the child support grant. So, yeah, the latest figures on that, or in that regard.
All right, so some good, some bad.
Some good, some bad. And then AJ Gupta, you know, he's not happy with the interview that Stephen Kroetes allegedly did with him back in February.
Didn't his people vet it and edit it?
No, they didn't. His people wanted to vet it and edit it. And then Stephen Kroetes and his team decided they were going to take their own camera equipment in as well. And so the footage that was released on YouTube by Stephen Kroetes is the unedited version. But now AJ Gupta has denied a whole bunch of things from that interview.
Oh, boy.
One of the things that he's denied was...
Why would he say it then in the first place?
I don't know what to do anymore. Yeah,
I don't know
what happens in this situation. You know, they signed a whole, release agreement thing where Stephen Kroetes was not allowed to release the footage at up until a certain time. So I don't know why AJ is now upset with the information that's been revealed. So some of the things that he denied was that Mineral Sources Minister Msebenzi Zwani visited Switzerland with Gupta-owned Tegeta Exploration and Resources to persuade Glencore to sell Optimum Coilery. He also denied having met Des van Rooyen.
I would deny that as well.
The cooperative finance minister, he said that he had only met him once before he became a minister in December last year, which we know, you know, people were saying, that's not true. You met Des in Sachsenwald, in the Shebeen, and you offered him the position of finance minister. He says, nope, not true. That is not true. Deny, deny, deny until you die.
Well, I mean, who believes the Guptas? Listen. Who believes? Put your hands up if you believe the Guptas. Let me look. I'm going to just go to the window and check who in Johannesburg has their hand up. Just give me a second, my buddy.
All right. Well, you know, you take your time, Gareth. This is your show.
Put up the blind.
Yeah.
I notice your hand's not up, Mubs.
Sorry?
Your hand isn't up.
No, Ben. My hand isn't up. Neither is yours.
No.
Flex is... Oh, no. I thought Flex's hand was up, but he was just scratching...
I saw a hardy dog with a wing, but didn't get a parallel.
No,
it turns out he was just pruning.
It was just pruning under its wing. Preening. No, not one hand went up in the whole of Johannesburg. Flax, you didn't have your hand up.
No, I was also just pruning.
So, nobody seems to believe anything the Guptas say.
No.
I wonder how that happened.
We've lost faith, have we not?
How awful when that happens to you. Okay.
And then in further court news, charges news or corruption or anti-corruption charges news, the Hawks have confirmed that they are in fact going to be investigating corruption charges, which were laid by the DA against the president. This is relating to his role in state capture. Musimaimani says that he received official confirmation from the head of the Serious Commercial Crimes Unit at the Hawks.
Oh, really?
That the criminal charges are going to be investigated.
You're joking.
Maimani says that he will be meeting with the head of the Hawks within the next few days on the request of the head of the Hawks. And according to my man, he says this means that they're another step closer to seeing the president face the consequences of his corruption. Remember, the president is back in parliament for the last time this year today, where he'll still be answering questions pertaining to the state capture report.
Oh, please, who believes that? Do you believe he'll... You believe he'll get a court?
JZ783. I don't know. I don't know anymore. There's been so much back and forth between the EFF and the DA trying to get the president to account. Nothing has ever led to the president actually having to account.
I've withdrawn my fingers.
As you can see my hand ahead, yeah.
I don't know, but
it's not going
you anywhere. Know, no doubt Musi will let us know what was the end result of that meeting that he is expected to have with the head of the Hawks over the next few days.
All right.
Okay, and that is those are your latest headlines.
Let's get into Ben's sport and see what's happening there this morning. Ben, first of all, your proper intro, all right?
Hard-hitting sports. This is it. So, Australia are going to debut three new batsmen. Their batting has been so dire in this series that they've basically taken three guys and said, hey, you want a game? And they're like, you're all right. So there we go. There's three guys. Firstly, Jackson Bird gets the chance to come and bowl for this team. He probably should have been there from the beginning. He's been really handy on the Sheffield Shield, which is their local tournament. But the three uncapped batsmen so far, Matthew Renshaw, he'll open the innings. Peter Hanscom will come in at 6, Nick Maddison at 7, and then Matthew Wade is back as the tough-talking wicketkeeper behind the stumps. They really are. I mean, that's literally the guy's biggest asset. He's coming in because he can talk straight and talk hard towards the batsman.
Oh.
So you know your team's in trouble. So if you did want to catch up on the latest from the Mintgate story, catch the podcast of My Sport on the show from the Cliff Central website.
No, we can't repeat everything.
Can't keep going into it. And I think it's a crap story anyway. In football, well, it was a big night last night for the Champions League teams. Borussia Dortmund, Real Madrid, Juventus, Leicester City, Monaco and Bayer Leverkusen. They've all gone through. So those teams, they play well last night and they're into the last 16. Tonight we can see Rostov versus Bayern Munich, Besiktas versus Benfica, Borussia Mönchengladbach versus Man City, Ludogorets take on Basel, Atletico versus PSV, Napoli versus Dynamo Kiev, Celtic versus Barcelona. The last two teams, those two teams played, Barcelona won 7-0. So it's not going to be that big this week, but it'll still be a bit of a drubbing. And then Arsenal versus PSG. Those are your Champions League matches for tonight. There is PSL action on the go tonight as well. Cape Town City just taken to the top of the log, but that won't last very long because Wits are taking on struggling Highlands Park. That'll be at 7:30 tonight. Boom Celtic will take on Baroka FC at 7:30. Sundowns back in action. It'll be their fifth game of the PSL season so far. They take on Golden Arrows. Kaizer Chiefs, Supersport United, Polokwane City and Free State Stars. All those games for you at 7:30. In tennis, Andy Murray. Yeah. He believes he is too young for a knighthood, which is kind of noble. Okay. Because everyone right now in England is just all Andy Murray before. They are talking about him left, right,
Sir
and centre.
Sir Andy Murray, are you kidding me?
Well, people like Lord Sugar and all the dipshits over there are all saying, oh, Andy deserves a knighthood. But yeah, I found a little clip of Andy Murray's mum. Turns out she's not actually the big gargoyle we all think she is.
No, she looks pretty good in this clip too.
I think we knew it was possible that they both could end up as number one in the world. I don't think you ever really expect that it's going to happen. But I think when Andy broke the second time in the second set yesterday against Novak and he went 4-1 up, I thought, I think he's going to do it. And then both of them will finish the year at number one, which is really a remarkable achievement for a little family from Dunblane.
I guess I was looking last night, you tweeted some lovely pictures. From when they were kids. I mean, for you personally, it must be a nice time.
Now, she shaved Andy's head when he was a child because he's ginger.
Yeah, so she, you know, foresight.
Yeah.
Good, I know.
But well, I mean, we know how, you know, people like Ben and other people in the world, how they treat...
Damn, they're very disparaging.
The ginger is very disparaging.
So Andy's mum sounds rather pleasant, eh?
She sounds
But I
lovely.
Tell you what, if Djokovic had won that game, she would be breathing fire. I don't buy it, Mrs. Andy Murray. You can be all nice and genteel on the BBC, but
You're not happy?
Nah, I reckon she turns like Schmeagol in Lord of the Rings.
Can I just ask a question here that might not be fair?
Okay.
Shouldn't we marvel at Andy Murray if he manages to maintain that number one position?
Sure.
For as long as a Djokovic or a Nadal or a Federer has done in the past.
Have you not seen me marveling about Andy just for a week? I've been Murray marveling since 2 weeks ago.
I know, but isn't it a little bit premature is what I'm asking? Because... You know,
He's had such a good year. I mean, 73 and only 9 losses. 73 wins, 9 losses. That's been his year. 9 titles. Olympic gold. No, he's the real deal. No doubt about it.
Yeah, let me also just weigh in here for a second because the reason I don't like Andy is because he used to be a whiny loser.
Yeah.
Now, if he's not losing anymore, I can't really hate him anymore.
Now he's a soft-spoken winner.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, essentially.
I used to like it when he broke down. He was always very emotional. He would lose his temper. He was a wreck. He was an absolute disaster for the longest time, and that's why he was fun to mock and ridicule. Now that he's actually winning, there's no fun in mocking and ridiculing him. How do you mock and ridicule someone who's winning?
Andy Murray deep down is actually one of my favorite sports people. Minimal talent growing
why
up.
Why are you only saying this now that he's number one? You see, this is the problem I have with fans like you. You should have come out and supported Andy Murray when he was still losing.
I'm not
now that he is number one in the world, he is your favorite sportsman.
No, to your point, I'm giving credit where credit is due. I don't like Andy. I don't support him. Although he's quite easy to bet on at the moment, which is nice. But he's one of my favorite kinds of sportsmen. Minimal talent growing up, his mother completely overtook his life and forced him into hitting balls. Forced him. It's like the same story with Andre Agassi, although Andre Agassi was talented. Andy, people never talk about him as a great age group player. He's just this guy, this ginger guy
just
who had a hat on all day.
And
then he just kept playing and playing and playing. And here he is at the age of 29 on the verge of a knighthood. And I like that.
Right, I'm going to try this and it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, look, you know, I'm just being unfair.
I know that so well. I'm choking up. Oh. We'll go. Come back in a moment. I got all choked up.
All right. In golf, it's the World Cup of Golf this weekend in Australia. Uh-huh. There'll be 28 teams. Team SA will have George Kitsia and Jaco van Zyl. And, of course, the favorites will be America. They've got Ricky Fowler and Jimmy Walker. The Australians are the defending champs, but they will be without Jason Day, who doesn't seem to play much golf nowadays at all. He seems to just be hanging out with his kid. But he's still the world number one. Those ranking points will come back and bite him in the arse, though. So look for Jason Day to not be world number one within 2 to 3 months. As you heard it right here. Motorsport this weekend, Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Lots about that closer to the time. And a whole bunch of international fixtures for the rugby as well. We've got Italy, Tonga, Fiji, Japan, England, Argentina, Scotland, Georgia, Wales, South Africa, Ireland, Australia, France, New Zealand. What a week we have ahead. More sport tomorrow.
Thank you, Ben. Very nice.
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good.
Isn't that cool? I love that. It's all James Brown. Huh? Bruno Mars. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. That's...
It is just Bruno Mars, right? There's no James Brown actually in that.
No. James Brown's dead.
We spoke about Robin Thicke earlier.
No. Don't worry. This is
original work.
Yeah, because Bruno Mars, sometimes...
Burnt fingers on that one.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Just got to ask these questions nowadays, Gareth.
Exactly. All right, good point, Ben. Let's not forget, there are a lot of people in this world who will try to steal your stuff, even if it's your song. Hey, Kat! Come over here. Katlego Moaduba. She's looking so good this morning. She's in a green and white dress.
Mm.
What's the occasion? Because you had Dr. Smile here yesterday. How did that go?
I missed him.
Uh-oh.
You missed him?
Yeah, he was running late, and I really had a gym appointment. And so no man is going to get in between me and my fitness goals for summer.
Okay.
Wow,
so I
missed him.
I thought this guy was your fitness goal.
Well, he was my fitness goal, but now like I'm seeing the progress, and I'm like, listen, I'm going to be everybody's goal by the end of December.
Let me tell you, it's worth it if you look like you do at the moment. My God, what's going on there?
Oh, nothing. Just me being casual today.
You must be at like...
You don't. That's not casual.
No. No, this is casual for me.
For you.
For me, this
because
is casual.
You look like you could be... She looks first lady vibes, you know?
Yeah, like, everyone's been telling me that I look like Michelle Obama type of thing, you know? So I'm just trying to channel that, you know?
No, you got a good look going today.
Thank you.
I like
you.
This. This is very nice.
Maybe I could be Donald Trump's, you know, second.
No.
I am. No, don't go there.
No, please. You'd actually.
I'd
switch
things up.
Oh,
look,
no,
everybody, look at
no.
what they've got. A really beautiful woman. She's beautiful. She's such a beautiful woman.
I don't like the idea of, like, Donald Trump putting his hands on you. Nope.
Yeah, there's little orange hands.
No, don't like it.
Okay. Well, anyways.
I can't believe you missed Dr. Smile after
know,
all that build-up
like,
you
so
just
sad.
Left.
But, like, he also came late. Like, I don't understand. He had an interview for 12, and then he'd, like, I waited till 12 on the dot, even 5 minutes after 12, and then guy just
Nothing.
Was late.
But, you know, dentists will always keep you waiting. They don't mind.
Why are dentists going to keep me waiting for what?
Haven't you been for an appointment before and they keep you waiting?
No, my doctor's on schedule, on time. Listen, I've got things to do. You can't keep me waiting. It must be the other way around.
Actually, let me be fair. My dentist has never kept me waiting.
You see what I'm saying?
The GPs do, though.
GPs do, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because they run on, you see.
They run on is the problem.
Is goddamn people. Because this is what goes on. Those GPs are busy. Then they've got Mrs. Jones, all right? So Mrs. Jones goes in. She goes, hey, doctor, I've got something wrong with my knee. So he looks at her knee. And then about 5 minutes into the knee problem, she goes, and I've had a bit of a chesty cough. So now he has to check her cough. Mm. And then there's something with her hand, and there's something with her ears.
Then she's got piles.
Exactly. By the time he finishes with her, he's gone three appointments down.
Mm. You know? See, so that's not an excuse for Dr. Smile.
It's not the doctor's fault.
But listen, I'll forgive him. The way he looked, I saw on social media, he looked amazing.
Mm.
You know, and he sang. I don't understand why he's sharing his talents with everybody when he should be sharing them with me. Yeah, like, he should have been singing to me.
Don't be jealous down.
No, but I'm just saying you should be singing to me, not to the people. Like, Mina, I'm his wife. How can you do that?
You have big issues. major issues going on here. You really need to calm down.
I really think he really needs to evaluate, like, some of the things that are going on in our relationship. We really need to
sit
down.
There isn't a relationship.
No, there is, Gareth. There is a relationship. You will not take this away from me. No one will take this away from me.
Hillary,
there is a relationship.
She's insane. Listen to you.
Sure. Weren't we talking about mental
dear
illness?
Dear Dr. Smile. Dear Dr. Smile. I'm just a concerned outsider, but I would stay the hell away if I were you. This woman, she hasn't even met you yet. And she's
No, we have. I've got pictures. Proof. Uh-oh. Everything. We have met.
We have
physically touched each other.
I've got locks of hair. Whoa.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gareth.
Thank you, Kat. You look fantastic and you sound crazy.
Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment, too.
Kat would be the most nice psycho ever, though. Like, you actually wouldn't mind her being psycho.
Yeah. And at first, you'd kind of want it and like it. You'd be like, okay, go psycho on me, Kat. Just do it.
Just once. So I just downloaded a new app that someone told me about. Hestia just told me. There's a Zuma calculator on the App Store.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I'm going to try it out just now and tell you how it works. But basically, you put in, it's like any other calculator, but it's not really that good at adding.
Oh.
Or reading out the number. So we'll try it out just now.
Okay.
We'll see how that works out. Also coming up, Spare and Knaves, they're going to pop by and we'll find out what they're up to. We used to work with Spare at 5FM.
Is this the same Spare that wants to taste with Buddy's juice?
No, that's a different Spare.
Are we sure, though? Are we sure?
We are very sure.
That one is Spare on, I think it's the Touch Central app.
The two of you are very dismissive of this.
Can I taste your juice?
Yeah, no. That's a different Spare altogether.
Yeah. All right. So we'll speak to Knaves and to Spare just now. Speaking of messages, I better get some of these down. And by the way, you can win 200 Rand in airtime right now if you message us the name of one of the hosts of My Night Shift, a brand new show on touchcentral.fm. There are three hosts. We only need one name. And don't forget to include your cell phone number for your chance to win. So Skozana says, Gareth, did you hear that data prices were dropping? It's ridiculous. I'm going to MTN. Well, good for you, Skozana. Do it. And of course, you can listen to My Night Shift and all the other shows on touchcentral.fm for free on MTN. We never thought this day would come. I sat in an office and I crunched numbers for weeks trying to figure out how we could bring down data prices, how we could make it possible for people to listen for free. And finally, thanks to MTN, we've got some kind of foothold, a toehold, a grip on what's going on. And trust me, this is just the beginning. Tyrell says, the useless box. Ever since I saw it on Facebook, I've always wanted one. Well, here it is. It's sitting right in front of me. The most useless machine ever. Switches itself off. Then Sonwabo says, lovely show. My mornings wouldn't be the same without you guys. Well, thank you. Thanks, Sonwabo. Shahid says, here's the answer. He's given us one answer. Then Mike says he's got the answer. Zibuyile says he's got the answer. And a lot of other people. You can send your answer in for your chance to win that 200 Rand in airtime from MTN. Remember, it takes us about a week to get it to you, not because you know, we have to deliver airtime in a box. But because we just have to make sure there's some boxes ticked and things. But we will, if you haven't got your prize yet, then it will come to you soon. And if you'd like to enter, Roscoe's got the answer. Robin's got the answer. Mr. Farque wants to talk about the Kanye West issue. The most most geniuses, says Mr. Farque, have some kind of mental issue. They're not always crazy, but they have some sort of challenge. And maybe this is true for Kanye. Lechonolo says, no, guys, you're always going on about how great Kat looks, blah, blah, blah. Here I am wanting to see how she looks. Come on, guys, Kat, make it happen. Think in advance.
How are you not on Kat's Snapchat? She's always Snapchatting.
She's always Snapchatting, and you can find her on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter.
In fact, I'll go and look now. I bet you she's already put up the picture of that dress. Let me go and have a look. Kat.
Okay, I'm on there now. She's outside of a house and she says, "I know where you live." And then there's a smile icon.
Jesus.
Is that what we're talking about?
That's her other account.
Yeah, that's
you're not meant to tell people about that one.
Ben, come on.
Pashida, won't you tell her to post a picture on her Instagram as well? I think she's probably on Snapchat, but in that dress, people are asking. People have got to know.
People have got to know indeed.
People want to see.
I think she's actually currently seducing our guest.
Okay, very nice.
You notice how no one is even looking at the microphone right now. No. They're just talking to each other.
Oh, Hestia says you've got to make sure your sound is on for the Zoomer app. All right, so let me connect all of this up. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a quick song, and when we come back, I'll test out the Jacob Zoomer app to see how his calculator works as opposed to any other calculator. Right?
Sure.
That's next. CliffCentral.com.